Zooming out for a minute is really an interesting to do and thinking about Melbourne and its city and its kind of structural arrangement. We're at the end of the Swanston Street axis. We have the St Kilda Road axis there, and the axis bends around the Shrine Reserve. And what an insight to leave that moment of emptiness in a city for that moment of reflection and a moment to observe the city too.
So there is a site, a view line that out in front of the town hall that then comes up to the shrine, and you cannot build any buildings that you can see in that view line. Now, there's a controversy now about the trees, the cypresses that are growing, that need to be topiaried so that you maintain the vista, the strong vista. But yes, there's no build, you can't build behind the shrine in that view cone, because when you look down here, you've got to see the shrine in with sky around it. And there's also strong protections along here about anything that overshadows. The Australia One Tower had restrictions on it because it overshadows the guard, the reserve.
And then if you think about the Huddle Grid, which we all know, and you know the kind of rare thing that you actually get to stand and look down an axis, because when you have a grid, you actually there's nothing there. And reflecting on what that means in Melbourne, what is at the end of the axis across the shrine? Reflection, in many respects, birth of a nation too, in some way, or birth of a contemporary nation, I should say. Parliament. Football. And at the other end, what was there? You know, I think Comrade was telling me this morning about the idea that that was going to be another, was it Parliament House?
It was going to be a new town hall, very like Brisbane Town Hall is now. It had a tall tower, portico, two broad wings either side. Desborough O'Neill draws it in his little magazine, For Every Man His Home, draws pictures of Melbourne with this town hall at where Carlton and United was at that stage, of course. And then the new Arc de Triomphe down here in our Place de l'Etoile on the boulevard.
So, of course, we ended up with birth of a contemporary nation. Politics, football, beer. You know, that's a really interesting sort of axis for Melbourne. And then end of a brewery, and we were charged with what's next. So that's our Barack building at the end there. What's the right emblem for Melbourne? And we'll talk a little bit about Barack more later when we walk down that end of the street. We thought it was a particularly interesting resonance to have kind of a deeper history of our nation and our city at the other end of the axis.
But this is the view that you can see William Barack's face emblazoned on the building down there.